Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast with host Ralph Malbro and featuring bloggers Andrew Juge of SaintsNation.com, Kevin Held of The Team Drops the Ball, and Dave Cariello of Canal Street Chronicles. This podcast is nothing but serious football talk and hardcore analysis.
Which four of you would survive the longest in the zombie apocalypse, and in which order would you die?
Well, Ralph, no offense, you're going first.
Oh, definitely. No.
The zombies would smell Dave's sugar blood and target him.
They'd get his...
I don't even have a joke, Dave smells like nougat.
Now here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast. As always, we are sponsored by you, the fans. We are $12 donations away from getting an extra second bonus podcast a month. With all the Saints news happening, you're going to want the podcast. Go to the website, click the donate button, donate $12, five more donations. That's $60. Dave's mom might be able to swing that and give it to us, so we may do it.
Dave's mom has done her part.
Yeah, she has.
I'm gonna start to feel real guilty if she gives any more.
Yeah, I feel like she's given me enough of Dave's inheritance.
Yeah,
she can afford it.
Kevin, I'm gonna quote.
But thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave's mom.
We do. Kevin, I feel like, to quote Anchorman, the Brandon Cook situation, that escalated quickly. I'm on my third Basil Hayden bourbon, courtesy of my wife as an early birthday gift.
My wife.
But Kevin, I feel like it escalated quickly. I mean, it was like, oh, they might be trading him, to like we had trade offers, and today, Kevin, do you want to describe to the people what happened on the Twitters and the social media? Because it was just, I need like a Venn diagram or something. It was kind of crazy.
Well, I don't think you need a Venn diagram for this. I think you need a flow chart for this. Mike Thomas went on Twitter, or no, Willie Snead went on Twitter first and said something. Then Mike Thomas went to Twitter and said a couple more things. Then Brandon Cook said something, but then deleted that tweet. And then, now I can't remember the fella's name.
Keenan Lewis
went on Instagram.
Well, that like says Instagram something right there. Like Kevin can't even remember his name.
Yeah.
Went on Instagram Live, called Mike Thomas, and then they had a conversation about Brandon Cooks. And then, for some reason,
Mike Thomas says that wasn't him.
He pulled to Eddie Murphy and said it wasn't me.
I think that was Shaggy too.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy too. And you forgot about Brandon Cooks on Snapchat. I got a bunch of DMs from people, thanks to Dylan, who tried to give me the play-by-play of the Snapchat. As people know, if you know about Snapchat,
Dylan was sliding into Ralph's DMs.
He was. But him and a bunch of other people. I believe
that's what the kids are saying these days.
But I singled out Dylan because he tried to give me the play-by-play of the Snapchat. I do not have Snapchat on my phone because I'm a 40-year-old man and I can't explain to the wife why I would have an app where texts would disappear from people. I can't have.
Oh no, Snapchat is acceptable.
Oh, it is.
Snapchat is not like having. Yeah, it's not like having Tinder on your on your phone.
Well, yes, as a married man, I would hope he doesn't have a Grindr on his phone.
Yeah. But, so
I
mean...
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
So it got out of hand.
Absolutely there is.
Please send all emails to Andrew Jude. Yeah.
Courtesy. Andrew, you know, is it to the point... You know, I made a joke where I said, look, you know, the Patriots called up and offered Brandon Cooks. They offered for Brandon Cooks the 32nd pick in the first round. I made a joke that Loomis should have thanked Bill Belichick for ruining the Atlanta Falcons organization for the next generation and then told him to play in traffic for such a crappy offer for Brandon Cooks. But then I thought about it some more, and maybe the Saints were like, God, we got to get rid of this guy. He's off his lid. He's a cancer. We got to unload him. I got to make like a trade market for him. Maybe if I leak it that the Patriots are offering me the 32nd pick, I can get more teams involved. Like, what's your feeling on where the Saints are on the need to trade Brandon Cooks? One being they're not trading him unless they get exactly what they want. 10 being we got to get him up out of here.
Well, I don't believe that they're not going to trade him unless they get what they want. I don't believe that. I think he's gone no matter what. Now, I think they're being smart about it, and I think they're playing offers off each other, and Cooks is a marketable guy that a lot of teams like, that a lot of teams want, and so I think it's just Loomis being diligent, not showing all his cards, and trying to maximize the value so he can get as big of a return as possible. You know, what's shocking to me in all this is Peyton's not even denying it. I mean, they're not even trying to deny it.
He was not on
ESPN today, and he basically told Susie Culber, he was like, yeah, we're shopping. He said, we're not shopping him, but we'll listen, call me. Yeah, and he's like, listen, we're trying to improve our defense. And so, I mean, to me, that was just like, yeah, you know, he's not untouchable, you know, and what's incredible to me is you look at, I mean, Gallet and Keenan Lewis. I mean, they are hated. They are despised amongst the fan base. I remember a time not too long ago that both of those guys were adored. I mean, just absolutely loved, especially Keenan Lewis. And I feel like Cooks is going that way too, man. And it's different. You know, obviously, Gallet had a lot of off the field stuff, and so you know I'm not ready to assassinate Cooks as a person, but certainly you're seeing some of this similar like selfish, bad teammate, bad locker room.
Fans
stuff.
Always want the loyalty one way. Like the fans want you to do whatever they want you to do to help the Saints win, and if you don't do that, then they kick you to the curb. You know,
yeah,
this plan was set in motion back in November or whenever it was.
What was the reporter that first reported it? We got Ian Rappaport. Dave, are you?
That's classic Dave.
Classic.
No, but you know, like it's happened last season. Oh, is Dave back?
Yeah, Dave, are you back?
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically, I never left. But,
you left.
I mean, this plan has been set in motion since November, whatever game that was when they played. I think it was the Niners, and Cooks didn't get any touches, and he complained. I really genuinely think that this all stems from that. That is just the kind of bullshit that Peyton cannot stand, will not tolerate. You know, this is sort of the new Peyton regime. You know, since last season, he's kind of, I think, been trying to get back to that tough, hard-ass 2006, it's my way or the highway kind of attitude. I think he got a little lazy in years prior. And I genuinely think from the second that Brandon Cooks complained that week he didn't get any touches, Peyton was like, fuck that. I'm tolerating you through this season, and come this offseason, I'm getting rid of your ass.
I think at the time, I mean, I think I can speak for all of us, and we all like Brandon Cooks, or at least we liked him. And I think a lot of the fans feel the same way. You know, we all thought we were getting this high character guy that, you know, was kind of a model citizen. And so this kind of caught us all by surprise. And so I think at first we kind of all gave him a pass. And then, you know, there were some people say, well, look, Mark Ingram did the same thing. But, you know, looking back now, there's one big difference between Ingram and Cooks. And that's it. Ingram, after the game, immediately apologized and said that was wrong.
That's a good point.
It was selfish. And, you know, I regret doing it, but I just, in the heat of the battle, in game, on the sideline, it's just my emotions got the best of me.
And then then when you do that as a football player, like, coaches understand that. Like, they yell at each other, they scream. Like, as long as after the game you're like, look, I lost my shit. Like,
and so I think that was one thing. I think when basically Cooks has his agent leak.
Yeah,
that he's unhappy to the media, and then he's approached about it, and he says, closed mouths don't get fed. Like I'm kind of kicking myself for not being harder on him at the time, because that's a clear example of a terrible teammate to say something like that after a big win.
Yeah, here's the question though. And this is the fun part, Kevin. You of course are the president and chairman of the trade down association. You want the Saints to actually select the player trade down. So as we look at different trade scenarios for Brandon Cooks, the most interesting one I saw today was people are rumored that Tennessee would be willing maybe to offer the Saints the 5th and 18th pick for the Saints, Brandon Cooks, number 11, and the Saints' third round pick. As president of the Trade Down Association, how do you feel about that?
Say it. You got to repeat that one, because
the Saints trade Brandon Cooks and the number 11 pick to Tennessee for number 5, okay, number 18, and the Saints have to send a third round pick back.
No.
See, Kevin doesn't like it because he doesn't subscribe to the value of picks. He just hears 2 picks for 2 picks in Brandon Cooks.
Well,
I don't know if I look at it as necessarily 2 picks for 2 picks. I look at it as I don't like giving up the third. And now, obviously, hang on. Okay, I just want to make sure I wasn't muted. I don't like giving up the third. Obviously,
and hey, in the Jimmy Graham trade, giving back the 4th really chapped my ass. I know it doesn't seem like a big thing, but you know, I mean, it did.
No, I agree.
You know,
I think if it was like, we'll give you Cooks, give us the 18th.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could deal with that. Like I could maybe
the first round pick and be done with it.
Like I could deal with that. I wouldn't necessarily be completely thrilled. I don't know. I still feel like multiple picks. Like I don't know, because
you want like a first Cooks, and something.
Cooks has the potential. Cooks has the potential to be somebody's number one. And I just think that. I think the Saints ought to be able to get more. Like if it was a 1 and a 3.
I think Cooks would be great for the Titans too.
And the AFC South is a garbage division. Like you can make the case. If you get Brandon Cooks and you get 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns out of Brandon Cooks for the 18th pick or whatever you give up to the Saints, like you can win that division. But I guess the interesting thing to me, Dave, about the whole Brandon Cooks trade is like Saints fans and Saints media are like, Saints can trade Brandon Cooks. The offense will be fine. Give us the picks. And the national media is like, Brandon Cooks is second in most 30-yard pass plays to Odell Beckham the last 3 years, and he can be a star, and he's transformative. Why are the Saints trying to get rid of him? He can be a star. Like, there's a big disconnect between the national media and Saints fans. Do you feel that? And how do you feel about Brandon Cooks leaving in general in the Saints offense?
Well, I mean, I do think that if Cooks left, the Saints would be fine, but only because I feel like somehow, some way, Peyton would do something to replace that. I mean, you can't – I mean, Cooks was a huge deep threat, a long ball threat. He great number of reason lose that and not replace it. I mean, yes, I know Mike Thomas, we're expecting big things, but has always liked a small guy like that. Now, to be honest with you, Cooks has been used more as a deep threat than I ever thought he would be. I would have thought he would have been more like a Brandon Sproles, more like a scat back kind of thing, catching short.
Wow, that what a Ralph moment for Dave right there. Brandon Sproles.
That's the full Ralph. The full.
Oh, I called him. Darren Sproles. Sorry.
The full Ralph.
But he has been used a lot as a deep threat, which is kind of surprising. But I guess all that to say that I think the Saints would be fine getting rid of him. I'm sure that they would do something.
What's Joe Morgan doing these days?
No. Joe Morgan is not the replacement for Brandon Cooks.
He is, though.
You know, he is. When it comes,
Joe Morgan, but a guy like Joe Morgan.
Right.
You're not going to replace Cooks. A lot of the different things that Cooks could do, but in terms of the deep threat thing, I mean, just get a fast guy. Just get a guy that's blazing fast, and this offense has made Devery Henderson, Joe Morgan, and Robert Meacham relevant receivers when no one else could, because of the way that offense is set up. And so, you know, it'll mean more balls for Willie Snead and Mike Thomas, who are very capable players.
Yeah.
Sean Payton certainly has his flaws, but he has done absolutely in his 11 years here in New Orleans to warrant for us to be second guessing him as far as the offense is concerned and the passing and the receiving game is concerned.
Sean Payton was a genius when the missing piece to his offense 2 years ago was Michael Ho'omanawanui.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, that's
if Sean Payton thinks get rid of Brandon Cooks and be fine, I don't think there is one goddamn person on this planet who has a right to question him.
Well, you know what, though, Andrew, that you make a joke about it, but it really was true. Like 2 years ago, Sean Payton went, shit, we our offensive line kind of sucks. We got to go three tight ends to make defenses show us what they're doing. Hey, New England, we'll give you Hicks. Give us your third tight end. And he switched the offense around, and he made Ben Watson a goddamn star, kind of. Like,
yeah.
And then this year, he went into the year, and he was like, we're going to go three tight ends again. We're going to get Fleener, and that's what we're kind of going to roll with. Then they picked Mike Thomas, and they're like, oh, yeah, Mike Thomas is awesome. Yeah, we're going back to three wides. So, like, I think that's a good point. But I guess, Kevin, my point is with Brandon Cooks is, on the fun meter, Brandon Cooks, he wasn't quite as fun as Sproles, but he was fucking fun with the 80-yard bombs, the 98-yard bombs. On the fun scale, what are the Saints losing by losing Cooks?
Well, I mean, you spelled it out right there. I don't have to say anything else. Like that, like the guy was the vertical threat, and yeah, it's disappointing that he's gone. But like if all this is starting this much crap with the locker room, then the guy's got to go. So
what, I mean, what do you, Andrew, I'll start with you. Let's say the Saints deal Brandon Cooks. Let's not get into what they get back from, but do you think he will put up as good a numbers as he put up with the Saints wherever he goes? If he goes to Philly or Tennessee, do you think he'll put up as good a numbers?
I mean, yeah, I do. And so I don't think this is a, you know, Meacham or Lance Moore type situation.
Well, the one thing I'll say about Lance Moore and Devery Henderson when they left, they were done as players.
I said Meacham.
Oh, yeah. Meacham. Yeah. He did steal some of that Charger money.
Yeah. So I think it's more of a Darren Sproles or Malcolm Jenkins type thing where, you know, he hits the ground running where he goes. But, I mean, I said this before. I mean, Cooks, in some ways, is underutilized in this offense. I mean, I think he has tremendous value for this offense, and he makes it work, and he has the ability to really help this offense make plays. But I think he can do so much more than what he's being asked to do in this offense, and I think there are limitations with the way Breeze plays quarterback. I think Cooks is small. He needs more time to separate from bigger corners sometimes, and he's not great against the press if a guy gets his hands on him. But if you get a quarterback like Roethlisberger or Rodgers, Mariota's another guy that can have the escapability with their feet that Breeze doesn't have, that can buy more time, that can allow his route to develop. You give Cooks that extra second to get open, and he can be deadly. So I think in some ways a quarterback that hangs onto the ball a little bit longer would be to his benefit. And you look at Antonio Brown's a receiver with a very similar makeup to Cooks, and you see what he's been able to do with Roethlisberger as his quarterback. I don't think Brown would be as good with a different quarterback, you know, with Breeze, for example. But, you know, I don't think Colston would have been as good with Roethlisberger. So that's not a dig on Breeze. It's just a different style.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting. But I guess as we go to this, I'll start with you, Kevin. Do you think Brandon Cooks will still be a Saint when I'm drunk at the German restaurant in Pearland on my birthday Thursday night? Will Brandon Cooks still be a Saint when I'm shit-faced?
Thursday night, yes.
Dave, will Brandon Cooks still be a Saint when I'm three sausages in and four beers in? The beer garden in Pearland is awesome. The sausage plate's magnificent.
With Ralph,
I know that
three sausages in
Wiener schnitzel down his throat.
You gotta believe it, dude. I get the half schnitzel, the three sausages, the three sides, and the liter of beer. That's the start.
But to answer your question, yes, I think he will. This could go all the way to, this could end up being like a draft day trade.
See, I don't know if I think the Saints got to get this done, man, because they got to go into free agency and they got to figure out, like, if Brandon Cooks leave, they got to get like a guy to try to replace his deep threat, and they got to, you know, Andrew, I think it's kind of got to get done by my birthday. Am I wrong?
Yeah, but your birthday is when? Thursday?
Thursday.
So that's when free agency starts. And what time? What time would you say you're shit-faced on Thursday?
I'll be shit-faced probably about 8:30.
Yeah, I think he's traded before then. I think he'll be traded by 5 o'clock on Thursday.
Wow.
Maybe give it a couple hours. But, I don't see – I mean, we're past the point of return here. I mean, Loomis and Peyton have both admitted that he's out. He's already gone on Twitter. I mean, there's already problems, you know, amongst the players. Oh. There's already talking. They can't afford to let this keep dragging out. Well, okay. I mean, it's already a bad look for the franchise. It's getting a little embarrassing.
All right. Well, I'm going to start with you, Kevin. If we all agree that Brandon Cooks eventually will be traded, give me what you think they end up getting for him.
I think they'll end up getting I don't think they'll end up getting a first. I think it'll end up being like a second.
Well, no, I'll be back. I'm
like
go
a second
here.
And a fourth or something.
That's horrible. Dave, what are they going to end up getting?
Maybe they'll get a first round pick, but they'll have to also give up like a late round, like a fourth or something like
that. Gross.
Andrew, what are they going to end up getting?
I mean, the reports right now, the rumors are that the Titans are the favorites. So I think that scenario that you proposed, I don't like it. But I think it's going to be a blockbuster trade. I think the Saints are going to get the 5th overall pick. They're going to get the 18th pick. They're going to give up Cooks in the 11th. And, you know, they might have to give up a 3rd or a 4th as well. And I'm not going to love that, but the Saints would move up 6 spots in the draft, and, you know, have an opportunity at number 5 to maybe pick Jamal Adams or, you know, a difference maker on defense, and then have another first round pick.
Do the Saints have a third round pick this year?
Yeah, the only thing they're missing is a 5th.
I'm going to say, Kevin, I'm gonna agree with Andrew. I think the Saints are gonna end up. It's gonna be Cooks and the 11th for the 5th and the 18th, and the Saints are gonna send back their 4th. Kevin, how excited would you be if the Saints did the Brandon Cooks trade where they got the 5th and the 18th, and then traded down from the 5th? Like, how excited would that make you?
If they okay, so if they did all that and traded down from the 5th, I would then be happy.
I mean it.
How many picks are they getting for the 5th? Like 2?
Well, it depends.
Maybe 3?
If you trade down from 5 to, you know, if you trade down 5 or 6 spots, you're getting at least a 3rd or a 2nd. You know?
I mean, if you trade from 5th to like the high 20s, you're probably getting a 2nd and a 1st next year.
Yeah. Definitely.
Take it.
But see that. Take it. See, I know that excites Kevin, but Andrew, I'm president of YOLO 2017, and trading for a first round pick in 2018, as exciting as it is,
YOLO.
That's completely anti YOLO.
No, I think YOLO is probably packaging the fifth and the 18th once you get it, moving up to one and getting Myles Garrett.
I'm not for that, though. That's not YOLO. That's just dumb. That's to me, I'm not for that. really, I'm YOLO, but that's – I just feel like one guy isn't fixing it, you know? Like, I'd much rather, like, any two defensive players that you can imagine. Or I'm even for taking Christian McCaffrey because Saints Twitter and the national media would freak the fuck out.
The thing that makes me so nervous about that possible trade is, let's say they do give up their fourth. That means the Saints would have no fourth and no fifth. And there is no way in hell
they're going
Loomis.
To, is
waiting. Loomis is
just
sitting
sit
on
there.
His hands
yep.
for two rounds.
No
I mean, he,
way.
He's going to package a bunch of stuff to get back in.
he's like a guy that's got a problem. He just needs the action. He needs to be in. He needs to be in on the action, man. He's like me. I can't, like, I have to have some sort of action on the NFL Sunday. Like,
he's like that guy playing Texas Hold'em that, like, you know, after, you know, he folds a few hands, you know, he gets 2-7 off suit, and he folds and he folds and he folds, you know, kind of picking his spots. But then he just gets to a point where, you know, he's about 45 minutes in and he just can't handle
it.
He's like, all right, I'm all in. I'm all in.
Deuce 10. I'm going all in. Fuck it. So now we're going to play my favorite game. I played it in a column today on WWL TV. Let's spend Tom Benson's money. Me and Andrew did the prep work. Kevin and Dave did not, but we got them some websites. We are each going to spend $150 million in free agency. And I'm going to go first, and I'm going to make Dave's head explode because I am re-signing Nick Fairley. 3 years, $30 million is my opening move. They got to keep Fairley.
You are such a dumb motherfucker.
They got to keep him. They got to keep him. He's the main reason the run defense was a lot better. He had 6.5 sacks. I think they can get him for 3 years, $30 million, and they can eject after 2 years. But that's my first move. Dave, what is your first move for the Saints in free agency?
I'm debating whether I would go cornerback or linebacker. I'd probably I don't know, maybe Malcolm Butler.
He's a restricted free agency though, so you're gonna, if you sign him, you gotta give up, yeah, you gotta give up a number one pick.
Oh well, we'll have an extra number one pick after the trade for Brandon Cooks.
You just broke Kevin's heart.
There you go.
So you're going Malcolm Butler. What's the contract for, like, throw some numbers out?
Well, I don't know what the new numbers are going to be. It's like 4 years, $40 million.
It seems a little low for Malcolm Butler, but we'll allow it. Kevin, your first move for the Saints in free agency. You get to spend $150 million of Benson's money.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out this goddamn free agency tracker thing. I'm not getting a dollar amount.
You don't get a dollar amount. You just have to throw that out there. You just got to pick your player and then throw the dollar amount out there.
Yeah, but so, right. But so I'm looking at the, okay, fine. So I'm looking at the chart then. So am I looking for whoever is a UFA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you can sort it by position. So, do you want a corner? Do you want a tie? So, you think about it. Andrew, who are you going with first?
All right. Zietler, 5 years, $60 million.
No guard has ever gotten more than 10.
5 years, $60
million. Hang on a second. I like the Zietler move.
If we're losing Cooks, give me the best guard in football.
He is.
You said Zietler?
Yeah.
Yep.
And the thing I like about him, Andrew, is if they plug him in, it makes their line, except for an injury.
Thanks for the memories, Jari.
Well, look, Jari, I was really happy that they re-signed him and he started all 16 games and he gave him really nice season.
He's awesome.
But here's the thing I like about Zeidler is if they sign him, Andrew, they could withstand one major injury on the offensive line that's not Unger and be okay. Because say they sign Zeidler and Strief would get hurt, they could move Pete to guard and then they could move Calumet. They could move Pete to tackle and move Calumet to guard and they could be okay. You know?
Yep.
And if you get healthy, man, you got a kick-ass line. So I'm all for the Zeidler moving. I said 5 years, $60 million in my column. And yes, it is almost $2 million more than any guard has ever made. Kevin, do you have someone that you want to sign?
All right. God, where the hell is this guy now? All right, let's see. I got to make sure I'm spelling his name right on the thing. His first name is kind of ridiculous. I feel a sneeze coming, so I apologize if I'm like, in and out. All right, so if we're getting rid of...
Sorry.
If we're getting rid of Brandon Cooks, I think we need a wide receiver. And we also need a guy who can field kickoffs or punts or whatnot.
Yeah.
So why don't we go with Cordarrelle Patterson?
Nice.
And so I say, so let me make sure I got his age right. Okay, so he's only 25. So I say we get him for another 4 years.
I've heard the going rate for him is $5 million a year, Kev.
Well, that will not be the case here. I say we go 4 years, and I say we go anywhere from 16 to 18.
That's bad. So, you know,
I'll tell you what, I'll go high. I'll say 18.
That's
4 years, $18 million.
That's not unreasonable for him. We'll see what his market is.
Good on Kevin. I mean, that's a good answer.
That's a good answer.
I like that.
And the thing is,
Good answer.
You know that why that signing would really excite me? It would signal that the Saints are really finally fucking serious about special teams because he can return and he can play gunner. And he can catch 30 balls for like 600 yards. And that would be a really good signing. Now, my next signing, as people may or may not know, I have very, very shitty Saints sauces.
Sauces.
And my most shitty of Saints sauces has basically...
God damn it, Ralph. Just own it.
Logan Ryan, 4 years, $40 million. I'm telling you, he's going to be a Saint. He's going to be the first. The Saints will have signed him by Friday morning. He is the guy they want. He's a corner. He's for New England. He's the guy. That's the guy. I'm staking my shitty reporter reputation on it. Dave, who's your next?
So you can pretty much
book that it's not going to happen.
Well, since I'm not going to give Nick Fairley a multi-year contract because I'm not an idiot, I think we need to get somebody else in the end. So I'm going to go with Kawan Short.
He's franchised too. You're giving up the other
they
number
franchise
one?
Tags?
Yeah.
You know how much Kawan Short is going to cost, Dave?
I mean, he's like
$100
million. This is spend $150 million of Tom Vince's money.
You're spending almost all of it on Kawan Short. Just so
you're spending all of it on a franchise player that would almost certainly require two first round picks as well.
Dave's reckless. I like Dave's recklessness.
I had no idea that he was franchise tag. I don't keep up with this shit anymore.
Jesus. Unbelievable.
The research people expect from this podcast. Donate $12 and you can get an extra one every single month.
I don't know. Can we get Dante Hightower?
Yeah, we can.
Yes, we can.
All right, well then let's get him.
He's good.
Let's just throw 8 years, $120 million for him. That sounds good. That sounds totally good.
All right. So,
long as we're being absolutely fucking ridiculous here.
Andrew, who's your next move for the Saints?
I like yours. My next guy is Logan Ryan, 4 years, $40 million.
Yeah. So my next one will be, this was tough. I want Zeidler, But I feel like as much as he's as much as we want him, I feel like Leary might be the guy at guard. Because they sniffed, you know, they sniffed around him a bunch as a trade mm-hmm. option. I feel like he might be the guy. So I'm going to go Leary, but I'm going to go 4 years, $36 million for Leary at guard is my guy. So, Kevin, who you got?
All right. So I am looking at the UFAs here, and I'm thinking right guard, Evan Mathis.
Ooh.
From the Cardinals. He is averaging $4 million. So let me make sure I can go back to free agency tracker and pull him up.
Kevin's going to like bargain basement shopping. I like it. It's responsible.
Yeah, he's 35.
Well, that's what I would expect of somebody.
Yeah, I was going to say, Evan Mathis is going to be in a wheelchair. But
all right, so he's 35 years old.
Who,
so
who follows the trade down philosophy.
So let's
more
go.
For less.
So, where was he? Shit, I'm trying to find his name again. All right, Cardinals, $4 million. All right, so let's give him 2 years, and let's give him let's just give him a quick bump. 2 years, $5 million apiece.
Kevin, you're like,
being frugal.
He's being frugal. It's like he's doing auction draft. He's gonna have the money left, and at the end.
I know. But you see, what's happening is
Kevin. If you're the GM now, all the good free agents are gone, and you've spent all your time wasting money on middling players that won't help that much.
I don't know. You can get they went.
I did like the Cordarrelle Patterson move though.
I do. I mean, the thing is, like, you're probably better off doing what Kevin does and like signing like nine guys in like the mid range and just hoping a bunch of them shake out than the big money. But the big money is funner. The big money signings are funner. That's a certified fact. Whose turn is it to go again? I forget.
Who knows?
All right, it's you, Ralph.
It's me.
He's so terrible.
So I've signed a guy for 36 and a guy for 40 and a guy for 30. So that gives me.
You're actually writing this down?
Yeah. So it's 66 and 100. So I've got $44 million left. So here's the thing. It's a really tough call because I want another corner. So I'm looking at Terrence Newman, who's 39 and old as dirt. Or I could go Prince Amukamara, who got cut. Or AJ Boy, but the Texans are probably going to re-sign him. I'm conflicted. I want a linebacker, the guy from the Carolina that I can't even remember his name.
Klein.
I could go him. But I'm just like, they're so fucking desperate at defensive end. Like the defensive end for the, Patriots. I know I'm overpaying for him and I know I shouldn't do it. But Jabal Shreed, is that how you say his name?
Sheed.
I'm giving him $30 million. And I'm using the last $4 million that I have, and I'm signing Chris Long, which I signed three Patriots. I don't know how the fuck that happened, but it did. So that's my final move.
There's a lot of Patriots.
It's a lot of Patriots. I'm not gonna lie, Dave. What's your final move of Tom Benson's money?
I guess I'll go with Alshon Jeffrey since we're gonna get rid of. Brandon Cooks will get another wide receiver. He's not franchise tagged anything.
That would be the most Sean Payton of all the Sean Payton moves. We're going to trade Brandon Cooks, and then they'll give Alshon Jeffrey like $45 million. That'd be the most Payton move of all the Payton moves. I hope it happens because it would break the
team. I don't know. Do we have to give him that much? I was hoping we can give him like $6 million a year for 3 years.
No. But, hey, it's your world. Kevin, your final move.
Exactly. Shoot.
I just ate a whole bag of beef jerky.
Kevin is Kevin has spent like $20 million, so he's got 130.
Yeah, so Kevin,
I know.
You better take some big swings if we don't have all
I'm currently negotiating between the free agent tracker and this website Over the Cap.
Yeah.
So, and they've got like money broken down, I mean, like 12 basically,
at this point, Kevin, you're only, if you only have one move left, you basically have to trade for JJ Watt and give him a record deal.
Well, you can do like, you can do this, like your last move. You can be like, I want to sign A, B, and C. You can sign like two guys if you want.
No, see, I'm not going to do Darrell Revis because piss on that guy. Let's see. I'm leaning Brandon Carr
for
the Cowboys.
God, it's like the Saints have no. Kevin is operating under the delusion that the Saints have no cap space. They have like $6 and a box of junior mints.
So let's see. So his base salary, like I'm just seeing like his cap numbers. Cap numbers like $10 million for this. So I'm saying let's get this guy for, he's 30. So let's say 3 years and let's give him 3 years, let's say $15 million. So that would bump him up to $5 million per. Actually, wait a minute. No, because his cap number is yearly.
All right, that's great. Only $105 million to go.
I know. It's like the old Wheel of Fortune show where they had to buy items and he just keeps going around and around. And Pat Sajak, do you like the car? Do you like the bike? Do you like the crystal set?
No. Listen, what's that game show? No, there's a game show where you actually play where you have to like sort of, you have to guess what a bunch of prices are, but at the same time, it's like you're shopping for stuff.
Supermarket Showdown?
It's Supermarket Sweep?
Yeah, that's it.
It's something like that. Like, just give me, like, if you told me, like, if you guys are picking four guys, I want to be able to pick seven.
Kevin.
Give me names, man.
Just forget the money.
Give me names.
Two more guys.
I spent $220 million on five guys in my WWL column.
All right, well, fine then. Here, let me see then. 2017, undrafted free agents, grade. All right, we don't need a center. We don't need a cornerback. The hell is a DI?
It's DL,
these assholes with these goddamn weird
interior.
Ass.
Defensive interior.
That's horse shit. All right, Darius Butler. No, screw it. I like Logan Ryan then. We'll go Logan Ryan. We'll go Morris Claiborne.
LSU.
I've completely changed the nature of our defense. And then let's see. Let's go TJ Lang. At guard.
That's actually not that bad. Then, he's pretty good. He's old.
And then at linebacker, let's go Zach Brown Band. and then center, let's go DJ Swearinger.
Why not?
Cool.
Sure.
You know what though, but the point is, Kevin, and talking to you, it is an interesting thing is the philosophy that you do in free agency. Do you go huge money or do you bargain shop like the Saints did last year? And the results say what the Saints did last year is the way to go, Andrew. Like that's the result. That's what New England does. That's what other that's what the track record says to do. But Andrew, I don't think the Saints are doing that.
No, I think they're going yellow. So I've only made two moves. I've spent $100 million on Ryan and Ziegler. So I'll throw the $3 million 30 at Fairley. So that puts me at $130 million, and then we'll do 2 years, $10 million for Corderell, and then maybe 2 years, $10 million for Sterling Moore.
That's an interesting thing. I think, and I'm not a combine guy because whatever, they run and jump around. I watch it, but I don't really give a shit. But here's the thing, Andrew, the corners apparently like killed it at the combine, right? Like they look phenomenal. And the thing that I saw on Twitter yesterday and today was like that the rookie corners being potentially awesome, it kills the mid-range third and fourth corner free agents because teams will be like, why am I going to pay Sterling Moore $5 million when I can get a guy in the fourth round that can do the same thing, and I can pay him 4 years, $5 million for the whole time. So to kill that mid-range free agent market, which will be interesting because we were thinking, I was thinking Sterling Moore was going to get $5 or $6 million. I think he might get like 4 years, like $12 million. Like I think that's really true. I think it may have crushed the fourth cornerback market, but we'll see. So Dave, what do you got for me? Your final move, if you have any money left.
I definitely don't have any money left. I blew it all.
Blew it up. So now we'll get to the questions.
That's what she said.
The questions on the podcast. Let's see. Robert asked, Kevin, if we traded Cooks for 18th pick and got Barnett, a defensive end, Reddick, a linebacker, Azawi, a cornerback, Morgan, a guard, and McGuire, a running back, would you be happy?
Sure.
You have five guys for one player?
Well, I mean, that would be the draft. That would be their whole draft.
Five guys, but how many cups?
This is not a question, but this is from the Todd Newberg. This is a
mega hamburger joke.
This is a text that he sends back to, or an email that he sends back to his friend every March 14th, and I'm gonna read it. Fucking perfect. If you haven't heard, the Saints have acquired free agent Drew fucking Brees for six fucking years, $60 million. I couldn't think of a better fit other than Neil O'Donnell. Fuck those motherfucking fucks. He sends it to his friend every year on March 14th. I think it's awesome. Here's one.
Yeah, and apologies to that guy on Facebook who, when I posted the podcast, and he said, too much cursing for my liking, but thanks anyway. Sorry about that guy.
This is from Dylan. Dave, forget Cooks for a second. What is the one crazy thing Saints will do in free agency this year?
Nick Fairley, a multi-year contract.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
The Falcons.
Stupid crazy.
Michael asked.
Stupid, dumbass crazy.
I'm just going to – that I cannot wait. If they, because if they sign Nick Fairley, he's getting $9 million a year, Dave. You're just going to have to accept it. The Falcons
– That's fine if he gets $9 million a year, as long as he gets it for 1 year.
The Falcons will accumulate their next 25 losses in the next 3 years over under. I'm going to say no, because that would, 25 losses in 3 years, that's a lot of fucking losses, buddy. Let's see.
That's 8-8 every season. That's like 8-8, 8-8, and 7-9.
Oh, that's still though. I don't know. Well, maybe.
I think.
Yeah, you're right. My math is terrible. Andrew, you can only pick one: Zietler or Logan Ryan.
Oh, don't do this to me. Oh man. I guess you got to go defense. Give me Logan Ryan.
This is from Balky.
Bring back Jari Evans.
this is from Balky, Kevin. This time next year, which Saints player will we be talking about trading away to get picks to help us fix the defense again?
I'm just gonna listen. I'm completely talking out of my ass. I'm actually saying this on air. Everybody knew it, but I'm actually saying it. I'm talking out of my ass, so screw it. Drew Brees.
Well, Drew Brees can walk after next year, I guess. So, Andrew, this is interesting.
Wait, I thought he had two more years.
No, he has this year, and then he can void it out, and he can leave.
Ah, shit.
Drew Brees will be here after he's 40, I promise you that.
Andrew, this is an interesting question. Is Chris Long a potential sleeper for the Saints to grab in free agency?
Yeah, I like Chris Long.
Why is he better than? Why is he different from than Paul Kruger?
I'm not sure that he is.
If you had to choose between the Saints getting Andre Ellington or Cordarrelle Patterson in free agency, who would you take, Dave?
We all took Cordarrelle Patterson already.
Yeah, but Andre Ellington's interesting. If you could get him, I guess it would. to me, you'd want Patterson over Ellington, but the thing is, what's the price? Let's see. This is from Falcoholic Matt. Which is faster, Cook's 40 time or Saints fans turning on him? I would say Saints fans turning on him. They turned on him quick, boy. They were on him last week to get the fuck out of Dodge. This is from Alfredo, Andrew. After the combine, have you fallen in love with any particular players?
Yeah, a lot. A lot of corners today, I'll tell you that, man. Jeez. I mean, the time, the 40 times, and just the other measurables too. I mean, some of these guys from a size perspective. I mean, how could you not like the receiver John Ross from Washington?
Dude, he's got to wear a DB though and get the free island.
That guy is so fast, and he was already a stud. I mean, he was already a beast in college. I still like Derek Barnett. I mean, I'm still a big fan of his. I think Myles Garrett totally confirmed that he's the number one pick without a shadow of a doubt. So, you know, McCaffrey is a guy I'm really high on. You know, if he falls to the Saints, or if the Saints get a second first round pick, or
is he cool? Are you cool with him at 18? That seems a little high.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, if you lose a guy like Brandon Cooks, I think you can kind of replace his deep threat element by getting just a speedster. But I think you've got to get a playmaker that you can go to the ball with, you know, and to me, I would actually prefer a satellite back to replace.
And me and Kevin are for anything that we don't have to watch Cadet drop balls.
I don't think Cooks was ever that good at kind of like the jet sweeps and the screen passes and, you know, kind of the misdirection stuff. I mean, as good as Cooks was, I always thought he was kind of garbage at that stuff. I mean, it just never really worked. And, you know, they tried to make him do a little bit of the sprawl stuff. So, you know, you get a guy like McCaffrey, or Dalvin Cook at Florida State. I mean, those are the guys that can make that stuff work. So, I mean, to have a guy like that would be awesome.
Kevin, do you think Mickey Loomis gets the shake like a gambling addict the day before free agency starts? That's from Joe.
No. I think he's more concerned about crushing up some pills in Tom Benson's ice cream.
Does Benson even know what they're like? Do you think they like if they sign Zietler for 60 minutes? Do they even run it by Benson, or do they just do it? Do they have to run it by Lauscha or something? But they run it by
Lauscha.
They don't run it by Benson though, right?
No. Lauscha's the one making the decision.
Ralph, you asked what's the difference between Paul Kruger and Chris Long. I'm just going to say this.
Kruger.
They're both 31. Kruger has 35 career sacks. Long has almost 60. So, you know, close to double.
Okay.
And so they're the same age. And Long, as a part-time pass rusher last year, had 4 sacks. Kruger, as a full-time starter, had 1.5.
I think
Chris Long is a much better pass rusher.
I think Long for anything less than $5 million is fair. Like, he got 8 or 9 from New England, right?
Yeah, for 1 year, right?
So, yeah. So, I mean, my thing with Long is, as long as he's not the answer, it's fine. Before we get out of here, I remind everybody they need to donate $12, only 5 donations away from a second show. Kevin, you can give me a player, or you can give me a team, or you can give me whatever. And remember, the window opens tomorrow where teams can start talking to players and agreeing to deals. So you might start seeing stuff like team, you know, the Jaguars are going to pay $100 million to this player. They can't do it till Thursday. What is going to be the first move of free agency by either a team or whatever that people are going to be like, I can't believe that just
the Cleveland Browns
fucking that. Doing what? Just
I got it.
I don't know. The Cleveland Manza. Browns doing something incredibly stupid.
I know what they're going to do.
Andrew, what are they going to do?
It's going to be the Cleveland Browns, and what's that quarterback from the Bucks? The backup,
Glennon.
Oh, Mike Glennon.
Oh my God.
They're going to give Mike Glennon $18 million a year for 4 years.
So that would be 70.
They're going to make him the next Brock Osweiler.
72. That is such a Brown move, Dave. What's going to happen? What's going to be the first crazy move?
Oh man. Well, if the Browns are going to jump in and do something crazy, then the Redskins have to say, "Hold my beer." So the Redskins have to do something really stupid. Who knows? Maybe they'll do. You know what I said? Maybe they'll give the Panthers 2 first-round picks for Kawan Short or something stupid like that.
Are going to do the thing that you did.
Yeah, something totally dumb.
I'm going to say
totally stupid.
My prediction: you mentioned the Redskins. It's going to involve the Redskins and a team from the NFC South. The Bucks are going to give DeSean Jackson 4 years, $70 million.
No, come on. No way. Jesus,
that's not happening.
No way.
That would be, what, 15, 50? That would be $17.5 million a year. That's totally possible. That's my prediction. I'm telling you, they need a deep threat for Winston. That's my prediction. So thanks to everybody for joining us. Listen, you people, come Thursday when I am shit-faced at that German restaurant, you are going to be texting me and Twittering me saying we need an emergency.
Snapchatting you.
Yes, we need an emergency podcast because the Saints, they just traded Cooks and they signed Zietler. We need an emergency podcast now, and we're going to be like, you got to wait till Monday. Cause
no, Ralph's going to say, if you had fucking donated,
yes,
then you would qualify for that extra podcast, and that's what we could have used the podcast on. So fucking donate, you son of a bitch.
That's right. That's what I'm going to say.
Wait, was that Ralph or Dave?
That was Dave. That was Dave, and that's going to happen. And then I'm going to order another schnitzel and another liter of beer. But if you donate the $12 donation before Thursday, you can get a bonus podcast this month. So go ahead and do it.
And a boner podcast.
Yes, too. And a boner. Sponsored by Viagra. So for Dave, for Andrew, and Kevin, until next week or maybe sooner, the bar is closed.